This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The Biden administration resumes its first high-level face-to-face talks with key rival China Friday. The United States and China leveled sharp rebukes of each other's policies Thursday in the first meeting with deeply strained relations of the two global rivals on rare public display during the meeting's opening session in Alaska. The United States, which quickly accused China of grandstanding and violating the meeting's protocol, had been looking for a change in behavior from China, which had earlier this year expressed hope for a reset to sour relations. Before taking office, U.S. President Joe Biden had been attacked by Republicans who feared his administration would take a too soft approach with China. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will meet with Asian American leaders during their visit to the southern city of Atlanta, Georgia, Friday, offering support to the community after Tuesday's shooting deaths of 8 people, 6 who were Asian women. President Biden ordered flags flown at half staff through March 22nd to honor the victims. Atlanta law enforcement said Robert Aaron Long had frequented 2 of the parlors. Police arrested the 21-year-old hours after the shooting spree. In addition to the 6 victims of Asian descent, a white man and white woman were also killed. Police said a 9th person remained hospitalized with injuries. While in Atlanta, President Biden will visit the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for a COVID update, which comes the same day he said his administration's goal of vaccinating 100 million Americans before his first 100 days in office will be reached 42 days ahead of schedule. Biden said a combination of hard work. This is VOA News. The European Union's Drug Regulatory Agency says experts have concluded the AstraZeneca vaccine is not linked to an overall increase in the risk of blood clots and that the benefits of use outweigh the risks. The European Medicines Agency has approved the continued use of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine in the battle to contain the pandemic. The regulator's seal of approval comes after several European countries had ceased using the vaccine following reports the shots caused blood clots in some vaccine recipients. France, Germany, and Italy had suspended use of the vaccine, now say they will resume giving the shots Friday. Health officials in Germany said Friday coronavirus infection numbers are rising at a, quote, very clearly exponential rate, end quote, as a highly contagious variant drives up case numbers in the EU's biggest country. The vice president of the Robert Koch Institute, RKI, for infectious disease told reporters, quote, it is very possible that we will have a similar situation over Easter to the one we had before Christmas, with very high case numbers, many severe cases and deaths, and hospitals that are overwhelmed, end quote. The news came as Germany resumed administering AstraZeneca's COVID-19 shots after the European regulator EMA assessed it was safe and effective to use. Germany, along with most EU governments, suspended use of the vaccine Monday, while the EMA examined a handful of cases of cerebral vein thrombosis that emerged. Now doctors will have to inform patients about the possible blood clotting risk before giving them shots. The developer of Russia's Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine said Friday it had signed a partnership with an India-based drug maker for the production of 200 million doses of the 2-dose shot. The Russian Direct Investment Fund, RDIF, which backed the development of Sputnik V, said in a statement it had partnered with Stellus Biopharma, quote, to produce and supply a minimum of 200 million doses, end quote. Stellus Biopharma is expected to be able to start supplying the vaccine starting the second half of the year. Libya's new government includes 5 women with 2 in key positions, a first for the country, nonetheless criticized by activists as insufficient and is not living up to a UN commitment. Libya descended into conflict after dictator Muammar Gaddafi was toppled and killed in a NATO-backed uprising in 2011 with an array of forces battling to fill the void. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA.